Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back. We're back.
Wait a minute. Didn't we just say last week we would never play this song?
Come on, Hugh. We're the best of friends.
Friday.
I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, I'm not wrong. I don't mind you playing it. I just was
I'm off the mat. I picked the towel up.
On the road again. I'm okay with it.
I'm going to go on the road again by going 3-2.
Yeah, we could. We're talking about
it. No, we can't do that.
You know how you can't get on the road again? Going 2-3 and missing the playoffs or 1-4?
They're not going 2-3.
What? Are you guys sure about that?
Yes.
No.
Man, listen.
I'm not.
Like we've said all week long, it's clear that, you know, schematically, you can't change a whole lot.
Yeah, so, but we're just going to go 5-0 because want to.
No, but your execution, you can get that right in 5 weeks, I believe.
I am 1 week away from banning the word execution on this show. I'm tired of all the players saying it.
You know what's funny?
Wait
to hear from my lotta.
Oh, can't
we can use execution in a different sense of the word. It's the same thing, but like executing players, like, you know.
No, that's harsh.
That's harsh.
Yeah, ew.
No, I was just saying, because wasn't it more or somebody said something about execution, and he was like, well, yeah, I can't execute him or something he said.
Who
but
said
anyway,
that?
I forgot one of the football coaches said that at a press conference.
Jim Mora?
I think it was. Was it Jim Moore? I can't remember who it was.
Moore had so many great ones. I mean, every time around this time of the year when I'm thinking about playoffs, I just think Jim
but you
Moore.
But you know what it is? And this is where it's like the mentality. To me, it's about the mentality. And what I hear what you're saying, Joe. But the mentality to me is that you just want to make it. Like, you've set a standard for yourself. I'm talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Where making it just isn't good enough.
So, no, I'm not signing up to go out in the first round. But when I say make it, like, I think their talent, their pedigree, the stuff Elliott always brings up, right? Like, they're tested. That all can come out once they get into the playoffs. I got to get there first. And there's a very simple path to getting there. Just win 3 out of the last 5.
But see, here's the thing. And this is how I look at it. Is it's not about just getting there. It's about winning the Super Bowl.
Sure.
See, that's where I think when I see this board light up and everybody's saying, I'll just be happy with 3-2.
Well, you know what? Because I think people realize there is a chance they fall apart.
No, but again,
I'm eliminating
right.
that.
You're right, Joe. There's a chance you fall apart. And what I'm saying is this. If you fall apart, then you don't deserve to go.
Sure.
Because your standard is higher than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't. If you fall apart down the stretch when you've had this run, you don't deserve to be there.
I think
that's the bottom line.
I think the difference is I have accepted that they're very flawed this year. And if they get in the postseason and they get a home game and then they can get to the second round and they're a couple bounces away, maybe they figure it out by the end.
But I haven't accepted that.
The people that are playing this out, you're playing with fire.
I have not accepted that.
Except they're flawed. They're very flawed.
No, they're flawed, but they could get past this. They're still one of the most talented teams in the NFL.
Sure.
And when you look
at
But
they've been that the whole year.
They have, and they've had some pretty decent wins. When you look at some of the teams they beat, like the Denver Broncos, skin of the teeth. No, wait a minute.
They lost that game.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
We blew a belly.
I meant to say the Rams.
This isn't going well.
Yeah, because I forgot the team. I forgot we lost. It went the other way on that.
Yeah.
But no, when you're talking about the beating the Rams.
Yeah,
you're beating the Rams. You beat some pretty decent teams. with the simplistic offense that you had early on.
Yeah.
Execution. I know you don't like to hear that word, but the way that you have ran the plays, and I'm trying not to use execution, but the way you've ran the plays has been lacking in the last couple of weeks.
Execution.
If you tighten that up, we can't use that word.
They're one block away.
Joe doesn't like that word. He doesn't like that word.
Because you know what it is?
It's a crutch at this point.
It's an excuse for mediocrity when you don't know how to explain it. Oh, if I just did this a little better, I'd be better. Well, every mediocre team could say the same thing.
One block away.
But here's the
execution.
Thing,
execution.
This team, for what it was last year and the way that they played last year, won the Super Bowl with that same formula.
I disagree.
They had their sport. They had their spurts. They ran the ball better.
But they were dominant on defense.
They ran the ball better.
But they were dominant on defense, and they ran the ball great. They're not anything like last year. They're not dominant on defense. They've been for a couple games here and there, but not as the course of the full season. And they haven't run the ball great. Look, I think that they could, with time, right, the next 5 weeks, start to move in the right direction. I'm eliminating the bad. I'm getting us to the playoffs at 3-2, and we take our shot when we get there.
What are you doing?
That's listening to what Joe's saying and sucking my teeth.
Which is great radio.
No, but I'm saying that's a hope. That's not the space that I choose to live in, but, especially when you're talking about this team.
But you're hoping.
And where they've been.
You're hoping. The idea
I believe that you have not lived up to your potential. And in order for you to ultimately get to where you want to be, because we're like everybody on here is talking about playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
But we're both talking about the Super Bowl.
Okay, no, we're not. You're talking about just getting in. Do the best that you can. When I hear what you're saying, Joe. Do the best you can until you get in, and then we'll figure it out when we get there. Whoa. No, you got 5 weeks to figure it out, because if you don't figure it out in 5 weeks, then you don't deserve to be there.
Sure, but you guys, there's also a chance they go 4-1 and still are playing in the first round of the playoffs, just like my scenario. If the Rams win out, the Eagles go 4-1, they're still the number two seed, and they're playing in the first round.
You know what they did last year?
What's that?
Played in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, my scenario gets them playing in the first round. Like, 3-2 is not – you're painting me to be like, oh, just take one win the rest of the way. 3-2?
But the upside is that you have home field advantage in the bye.
Sure, I get it. All right, let's before we go any further, a couple things to get to. One, how about that win for the Sixers last night? The end of that game, Hugh, was awesome with the maxi miss and the edge cone putback and then the chase down block. I keep watching all the different angles. Great win for the Sixers last night over the Warriors. So that was fun to watch. Also
– was it a great win?
It was a fun win.
Curry and Butler were out. All right. I mean, I just...
It was a fun win. Mm. Fun ending. Can I have that?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, it was a fun... You're right. It wasn't a great win. It was a fun ending.
Yeah.
It was a feel good
story. I'm over the whole thing.
Okay. The Sixers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they come back to
you're
earth,
done?
Obviously.
You are done?
Kaput.
I did
notice Embiid in his warm-up outfit running over to Maxi, and Edge comes to hug him at the end.
He was there?
Yeah, he was in that outfit. All right, before we go any further, though, we will have something big for you coming up as the show goes on. You know what that is, Hugh?
What you got?
What do you know?
You mean it's the stock and stuff? Ho-ho.
It's Hugh's Hellable Stockings.
I think you get a kick out of that.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cake.
Wait a minute, Jack. Just going to ask me questions.
It's not a hard one. Yes, it is Hugh's Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliance. It's literally your thing. It's your stocking. All right. The next time you hear that sound that we just played, the sounder, you call in 215-592-9494, and you will be part of the mix to win a great prize pack today, which includes the Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, the playing cards, and a Weber Grill Brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. All thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, where you can save up to 40% during their Home for the Holidays appliance sales. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhard's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.75-liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750-milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Remember, celebrate responsibly. When you hear the sounder as the show goes along, you call in and we'll find out what the heck is in Hugh's
David
Holiday
Copperfield.
Stocking. Yeah. Now, again.
He's still alive, too.
Alive and a magician, not a musician. So, anyway, we'll do that coming up as the show goes along. Be tuned for that. All right, before we go back to the phones, though, can we hear from Jordan Mailata? Sounds like maybe some new wrinkles coming here on Monday against the Chargers. Here is Mailata.
To be honest, as boring as this sounds, it's the same story every week. We are one block away. Got some new stuff in this week.
Break by break.
Hopefully we can execute up front. That's all. It's where it starts and that's where it ends. If we execute up front, take care of everything else.
So two things there. I guess he hasn't heard about your notepad because he said that's where it starts. No, it starts with the Chargers.
Well, it does start with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And that's where they're going to, you know, implement the new
wrinkles. Yeah. I also heard hopefully we can execute in there. So now we've moved down to instead of just execution, we are hoping to execute. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad that guys are signing up to just roll the dice on this thing. Yeah.
No, but I mean, you know, and that's where I'm coming from. You remember that it was an old wise man said, there is no hope. Just do. His name was Yoda. And Yoda spit those images.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it was. Do or do not.
We're quoting Yoda.
Yeah.
The second segment of the show.
Dude, come on.
Kyle, I was close.
I
was close. I'm, do or do not.
Yeah.
There it is.
I'm trying to get
there.
There
is no try.
Yeah.
That's how that like because to me, and going back to last night, because you guys that are calling in talking about I'll take 3-2 are living in spaces where you're just hoping for the best.
Yes.
No, you are still in control of your destiny and you have to take it by the reins. That by the, like somebody said about it, short and curlies. And you have to master that. You got 5 games left, man, and you have not looked nowhere near
so
it like the offense you were last year.
But they're not in control of their destiny.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Why not?
Because my way.
We're talking about the division, right? Like here's the blueprint for any team that's in a division. Win your division first.
Sure.
You're still in control of that.
But what I mean is they're not. So we're having a discussion on whether or not 3. Would you sign up for 3-2 or hope for better? Right. Just roll the dice. They could go 4-1 or 5-0 and still be the 3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pre-seed.
But you could be, like, in my scenario, Joe, that's the case, but you're playing better
that's
football.
That's fine, but my scenario is there's no downside. They cannot blow this. They're in the playoffs at 3-2.
Sounds like a hope, maybe.
And, no, it's truth. They would be the 3 seed. They would be the 3 seed at 3-2.
Hey, just let me in, and I'm just going to come in, and, you know, I'm just going to hope for the best. No, I'm kicking in the door.
Damn right.
Waving the 4-4. All Papa said was don't touch them no more. Yeah. Like yeah.
All that
yeah.
For a team that cliche. Had yeah. Two but maybe first downs in the first half last week.
Kick it in the dough.
Right, yes, I know. Yeah, you know, I got the reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines.
I'm built for this.
Ed me too. We built for this, Kyle.
Ed in Phoenixville. What's
maybe
up, Ed?
The gun reference was too much, though. Maybe so.
Yeah. Well, on that back.
Morning, guys. Song
lyrics. Hey, Ed.
So I'm afraid I'm going to upset you by saying this, but I'll happily take the 3-2.
I can hear it in your voice, though, Ed. It's cool.
Yeah. Ed gets it. Yeah, Ed understands.
You sound like that kind of guy. It's cool.
So I do have a couple of follow-up questions, though, and this wasn't exactly made clear to me by Kyle, so shame on him. But does this in any way guarantee any performance in the playoffs, or could we just as easily crap the bed in the first round of the playoffs?
We could just as easily is what I would say. But here's what I would say is this, Ed. If we go 3-2, we're almost assured to be the 3 seed, get a home playoff game, and at least there's definitely no collapse. Like by Hugh and Kyle's idea, yeah, maybe they go 4-1 or 5-0, maybe they go 2-3 and miss this thing all entirely. Like we are guaranteed. If you just tell me right now, you could close your eyes, sign up, and it's all of a sudden it's January 8th, and we're playing a home playoff game against the 6 seed. Ed, I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go to that game. I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bird in the hand, two in the bush kind of thing. Count me in as well. About the last night's game, I only caught the part of it. I caught enough to realize how badly Terrence Steele sucks. I mean, he is really, really bad. Unfortunately, we couldn't get a sack on him. So, like, I'm looking at our edge rushers this week, and, you know, we got two last week, but, like, we need more out of Jalen Phillips. Like, he's kind of had a sort of a two-game lull. You know, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, like, they need to get off this week. And I it's kind of wishful thinking, but I really, you know, you look at the both the Chargers tackles are out. You got Sawyer and Pipkins. So I mean, come on, let's go.
Yeah, and their offensive line has gone from what they thought it was a strength. I mean, they drafted Alt with a top five pick, and Slater was like the 10th or 11th pick that year. I think the Parsons Devontae year, and that was supposed to be the strength of their team. And they're, I mean, when I've watched their games this year, Ed, Justin Herbert gets rocked. I mean, he gets hit so much because they can't block. So I'm with you. This is a game where Nolan Smith and Jalen Phillips and Jalix Hunt, they got to go wreck the game, especially if he's playing with one hand, if he can't even, you know, use his left hand to brace himself.
Yeah, and we don't need a Marion Hampton coming back this week either, because, you know, last week we had Swift and Menungai, and this week we could have Hampton and Vidal's his
yeah,
last name.
Yeah, yeah, he had a big game last week. Yeah, with Greg Roman, they're going to want to run the ball. So that's for sure what they're going to do. Ed, good phone call. See, Ed gets it. We sign up for the 3-2. We go into the playoffs.
No, I can tell. Ed just hoping for ifs and maybes. No, I want to be in control of this situation. It just sounds like when I hear people say that, hey, I'll take 3-2. You're just happy to be there.
But aren't you hoping for the ifs and maybes?
No, I
have the definite 3-2. You are hoping for 4-1 or 5-0 when you could go 2-3.
I want this team to play like they should have been playing all season long.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it into the playoffs, then guess whose fault that is? It's your fault. Not your fault, but it's their fault.
Well, I'll get the blame for
it. Yeah, it's their fault. Because we sat here. See, this is where the line, to me, the line has been moved.
Mm-hmm.
We sat here all year. Oh, we're going to go back-to-back. We didn't play well. And every week we were told, hey, we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. Now you're running out of games to play.
Sure.
You need to get it right. Because you know what this is eerily similar to? Remember when we went in the playoffs again in Tampa mm-hmm. and went down there and got dragged?
Mm-hmm.
We were just happy to be in the playoffs. We are beyond, in my opinion, being happy to be there. That's not the team. That's not what we've built here as a fan base or an organization, just to be happy to be in the playoffs. Well, we made it to the playoffs. I mean, no, you won the Super Bowl. You're trying to defend your crown. And you know what it takes to defend your crown? You need to play better down the stretch. You haven't done that.
So I agree to an extent. I also think it's a weird year in the NFC where I don't know if there's much difference between the one seed and the six seed.
There's
so,
a possibility.
So just get in, get a three seed, and let's go.
But here's the thing. Out of all the offense that we saw last night and potentially going to see this weekend with every NFC team that's playing, hell, the Carolina Panthers might be a problem.
They could win the division in the
South. If they get because anything can happen. But what is the constant when you see most of these teams playing? The Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit, 70-plus points last night.
They moved the ball.
We don't do that.
I know. That's why I'm signing up for 3-2 before the bottom falls out.
That's the point that you're making my point now, because signing up for 3-2, you're just happy to be there. You're probably going to get blown out because you're going to play one of those teams that are putting up monster points.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, what if their defense just plays great in the playoffs and they win a playoff?
Maybe. See, that again, maybe, maybe not.
Right,
no,
but in your scenario, they could fall apart.
No, in my scenario,
then everything here is on thin ice.
My scenario is play better. And if you don't play better or if you don't execute better, you don't deserve to be there, bottom line.
So, well, that would be it. And look, they got a gift last night. The Cowboys lost, so now they 3-2 can get them to the playoffs. They don't need – like if the Cowboys had won last night, the Eagles, without the Cowboys' help, would have needed to go 4-1. And the way the Eagles have played lately, 4-1 feels like a lot. 3-2 is doable. I mean, they're favorite on Monday. They're huge favorites already in the look ahead against the Raiders. They'll be favored both Commanders games, even if they're underdogs in
four
Buffalo.
Four wins right there.
Yeah, and they were 7-point favorites over the Bears,
and
that didn't work. They were favored over the Cowboys. And the point is, like, 3-2 is perfectly fine. Let's get to the playoffs, and we'll just go from there.
We're not here for fine. We won the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, there we go. They had two first downs in the first half last week. Two first downs. That feels impossible.
That's called rock bottom. It's only up from here.
I do like that perspective, yeah. Are we going to say that after this phone call? Aaron in San Diego, up next on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Philadelphia, What a great morning it is today, huh?
It is, well, it is a good morning. The Cowboys lost, Aaron, and 3-2 gets us to the postseason. Let's go.
The only thing better than an Eagles win is a Cowboys loss. And, you know, hey, everybody out there that's talking about our offense, you know, when we played against the Cowboys, had it not been for those 14 penalties and those two ridiculous turnovers we had, we would have had the same result that the Lions had had yesterday.
Maybe. It was a toss-up game, yeah. But, I mean, the bottom line is, Aaron, the Lions put up 40-something points, and we couldn't move the ball for three quarters against the Cowboys.
You can do that.
Listen, Joe, I don't know what your deal is today. You know, I don't know why you want to be, like, the negative Nelly, and you want to analyze everything.
How is it negative to say, let's take three wins and get to the playoffs?
Let him talk.
Let me talk.
That's right. It's Aaron's show.
It's not.
Listen. Call it irrational diehard fandom, okay? But this team has given us all the confidence in the world the last 3 years to stand behind them. I mean, Chargers, win. Raiders, win. Commies, win. Bills, win. The last game isn't even going to matter because everything's going to be set in stone. Because here's what's going to happen. At some point, this team is going to figure it out. Because the last 3 years, they've stumbled, and they ended up figuring it out.
No, that's not true at all, Aaron. In 2023,
went to two Super Bowls in the last 3 years.
At what point in 2023 did they figure it out? What are you talking about?
They went to the playoffs, Joe. They still got into the playoffs.
Oh, Nick, you got to stop.
Are you telling me you're going to, the last 3 years, you wouldn't take two Super Bowls in 3 years?
Yes, but
we had in 23?
I did not disagree with you, but when you say they figured it out each year, everything you said before that goes out the window.
That was a lie. I mean, they did not figure it out in 2023. They completely fell apart.
Listen to me. At some point, the Sky Marshall is going to take off the Clark Kent glasses, okay, and he's going to do what he does. And that's win games is going to take us to another Super Bowl. And I want to address the elephant in the room from yesterday. I was viciously attacked not once, not twice, but three times.
Three times.
Kyle,
baby.
Don't you have a little bit more respect for your elders?
No.
When somebody's dealing with a chest cold and you got to make a nasty comment?
Sure.
You made nasty comments, Kyle?
No, I was curious as to why you were out of breath. You are.
And then there's Jersey. Can I keep going, or are you going to cut me off again?
Well,
I'm starting to get tired of you commandeering everything. This is not your show.
Can we do a wellness check on Jersey Jim?
I don't want to talk to Jim anymore.
About him after yesterday.
Well, you know he's not going to call today because his defense got rocked last night.
Well, my fear is that if he did some crying yesterday, that spray tan might drip off onto his stewardess outfit, and it's pretty expensive to have to get that spray tan.
Oh, now he's definitely going to call it.
The third one, I don't know what I ever did to Ken in Cinnamon Street or wherever he's from, you know, but I've always been nice to him. But, you know, I'm not going to throw you hate, Ken. I'm going to appreciate you because you are our intermission caller.
You're picking a lot of fights.
You are the one that when you get into that monotone Bueller, Ferris Bueller, and you try to turn this into a statistics class, it gives us all the chance to drop the kids off at the pool, to go get some coffee. Mm. And even when I'm feeling a little bit, I didn't get enough sleep, I put you on, and it puts me right to sleep. I just want to thank you so much, Ken. Keep doing what you're doing. And, hey, you, just so you know, people try to get rid of their dessert wines by giving it to other people, just so you know.
Wow, an extra shot out the door. All right, Aaron, we got you, man. We appreciate it.
Damn, you're trying to say King. Gave me a dessert wine.
Oh, mm-hmm. He didn't want the wine.
No, listen,
he dumped it on
you. Let me tell you.
I'll
tell you what.
Pretty strong work after he filibustered for 5 minutes.
I got to tell you, Aaron. Ken gave me a nice bottle of wine. That's not.
Why haven't you drank it yet?
Because it was so nice, Joe, that you got to drink that wine with somebody else.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's a show-off bottle.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, hey.
Holiday season's coming up,
you know what I mean?
Bottle.
It's one of them bottles where you'd be like, hey, you got to have a significant other to drink that wine with.
Yeah, sure is. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down? Five games to go. Cowboys lost last night. The magic number for the Eagles now is down to 3. Would you sign up right now? Just know it, 3-2, and we get to the postseason. Or you like Hugh and Kyle over here, where you'll roll the dice. Maybe 5-0, maybe 0-5. Who the hell knows? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Plus, we could get a resolution to the Kyle Schwarber sweepstakes very soon. The winter meeting starts Sunday. The latest on his free agency and a temperature check on where we're at with Kyle Schwarber. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.